Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 199, part 1, God's Today. Today is Friday, June 17th, 2011. Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Janine Arnopoulos, and I'm coming to you from spirited North Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA. I have a couple quick announcements about Pastor Paul's club. It's located in Disciples Ministries Historic Mikra Kodesh Synagogue at 1000 Oliver Avenue in North Minneapolis. So if you need food, you live anywhere in Minnesota, and you are living in a household of two or more, or you are a senior 60 years and older or disabled with proof, you can call us at 612-521-4665 Monday through Friday to register your household for monthly groceries. Now, Pastor Paul's Club is more than just free groceries once a month. Once you register as a club member, you're able to get free groceries once a month, but you can also pick up free bread every day. You can also purchase foods from Pastor Paul at ridiculously low prices. For instance, Pastor Paul has a lot of perishables, a lot of produce by the case and large quantities. We also have frozen foods by the case and large quantities. And you can purchase those from Pastor Paul's at ridiculously low prices. In fact, Pastor Paul asks that you just bring dollar bills. Anything larger than a 10, he will send you to Vegas. There you go. So dollar bills, you can purchase foods from Pastor Paul every day. And I'm at the grocery counter, so I will be registering you. And what I need you to bring is your picture ID, a current piece of mail to verify your address, and your verification of your household members the first time. You'll fill out a form, and you'll be able to get groceries that day. So be sure to check that information out. I have it posted at Pastor Paul's website, which is www.pastorpaul.org. And there's a link in the show notes for that information. Now, about Pastor Paul's podcast, I hope you're listening to part one and part two, the conclusion. Now, they're published on Friday and Sunday, but you know when you subscribe, you'll be able to get the message all the time as soon as it's published, and you can listen anytime you want. So be sure to subscribe to Pastor Paul's podcast. Now, for the month of June, these are the following messages. God's will is your deliverance, a spiritual wind, God's Today, Peter, Do You Love Me? Four messages for the month of June, the beginning of summer. Also, I should mention, when you go to Pastor Paul's website at www.pastorpaul.org, up at the top of the homepage, you're going to find the links to Pastor Paul's podcast, to Pastor Paul's blog, Twitter, Flickr, YouTube. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. If you go to Pastor Paul's blog, you're going to see the show notes where the scriptures that are in Pastor Paul's messages are located. So scripture links at the blog. Also, if you follow me on Twitter, on Thursdays, I do a live Tweets Inside. When I'm recording Pastor Paul's message in the digital format and then producing this podcast, I am doing live tweets as I listen to Pastor Paul's message. So be sure to check that out. Live Tweets Inside on Thursdays, generally on Thursdays. So if you have any questions, any comments, or you want to make a suggestion or give a testimony, here's the comment line, 1-877-489-0922. And the local number is 612-208-0916. All this information is located at Pastor Paul's blog. Listen, have a great month of June, and we love you listening. And be sure to register your household if you need food at Pastor Paul's Club. God bless you. Have a great month of June. We'll see you back here every week. And be sure to send this podcast to a friend. If you love them, you will send them the podcast. God bless you.
And tonight's message is entitled God's Today. Tonight, let's look at this new day from two viewpoints. Number one, the critical view. In Ecclesiastic, the preacher says like this, there is no new thing under the sun. And I thought, what an outlook. What a way to start a new day. Wake up and say, there's nothing new under the sun. Might as well just roll over and die. Well, you know, just what's been happening in our own personal lives and in our ministry, we know that there's a brand new day. And every day has its brand new trials, and every day has its brand new victories and seeming defeats, but they're not all the same. One day bumping into the other, bringing in all the disappointments from yesterday, and all of the heartaches from yesterday, and all of the hopelessness into the new day, and I can't allow that to crowd up the day that the Lord hath made today with all of those different things in our lives, all of our boo-hoos and all of our owies and all of our, oh God, the way people have treated me and so on like this. To crowd them all in, and God has got a new day for you. There's a curtain that goes down. It's called night. Then there's another act that comes up. It's a Monday act and a Tuesday act and a so on and a so on and a so on. And so whatever is finished in that day yesterday is all done. Well, maybe you've built up some kind of a spirituality. Let it go. Maybe you've been to the higher school of learning and you want to take that along with you into the next day. Well, let me tell you, that's complete lunacy. Because God has got a brand new day. Unless it says, unless you come like a child, you'll no ways make it to the kingdom of heaven. You have to come as a child. Say, Father, what do you have for me today? But if you're all filled up and you got this great big bag of woe behind you, and you got to sit and talk about all the woe in your life and all those things of yesterday, you're going to be just like this Ecclesiastic preacher here. There is nothing new under the sun. Have a happy day, preacher. Happy new day. What? What are you talking about, a new day? There is nothing new, he says, under the sun. Why should I have a happy day? Now, I think a lot of people, including Christians, feel this way. What's new? Same old people, same old church, same old town, same old prayers, same old push and shove, same old job, same old arguments, same old wife and husbands and kids and stinky, lousy world full of misfits, same old thing, nothing new under the sun. Same old dummies wherever I go, same old people. You start to pick up on an attitude. Same old congregation, same old car. I'm so sick of this car, I'd like to get rid of it, but I can't afford to, you know. Same old house. Same old apartment. Isn't there a song like that, this old house? If things don't change pretty soon, I'm just going to quit. It's the same old life. You see, this preacher's life had grown stale. A lot of times in your life, if you allow it, you're looking at yesterday, you're bringing all those yesterdays into today, you're going to say with this Ecclesiastic preacher, there is nothing new under the sun. Well, let me tell you, there is. There is something new under the sun, but if you got your eyes close to it, you aren't going to see it. Just like this preacher here, maybe you've suffered some heavy losses. Maybe you've had some tragic losses. But one of the most tragic losses is that he lost his new day. Well, I mean, that's tragedy. When you lose what you can have in today. Are you hearing this? And I think of my own personal life in this ministry, especially down here on this north side. If I was to take all of the seeming defeats, carry those with, not be open to God's new day, where would you be? There is something new in God every day. Now, that's the same way with a victory. You can carry that old victory with you, and you can talk about it, you can cherish it, you can give a testimony about it over and over and over, but see, you're carrying old baggage that way too. God wants to get the glory out of each day. Give God the glory out of every day. Well, what was wrong with this man? No expectancy. Are you expecting something to happen tonight? My God, be expectant. If you don't expect anything to happen, it won't happen. That's like when you go out and you start to deal for food out there and you don't expect it to happen. Like you're a salesman and you go out and you say, well, they're not going to buy a vacuum cleaner, and you knock on the door. You don't want a vacuum cleaner, do you? I didn't think so. Okay, goodbye, huh? Isn't that the way we open our days up a lot of time? It's going to be a lousy day. I know it is. Hi. Well, what's new today? Oh, same old lousy day. Well, you called it. Now you're stuck with it. How many are hearing this? You let nobody defeat your day. Oh, every time I see that person, my whole day gets shot. That hasn't got nothing to do with your day. What's that got to do with your day? See, you were looking to be defeated before you were even defeated, so you're defeated before you were defeated. Are you hearing this? But there's no resurrection, no hope in that. See, this preacher was good at remembering the bad and forgetting all the good. Did you ever get into that? God does one thing after another for you. You got your good health, your car is running fine. This happens, you're able to make the rent, you're able to make your payments, and God answered prayer after prayer after prayer after prayer, and then one little thing happened to you. And that's all you can focus all your attention on, is that one little thing that happened to you. Not remembering any of the good things that happened, but, you know, remembering all the bad things that happened. Boy, you have to take account once in a while. I think you ought to take account all the good things that happened to you. Now, I'll tell you, they far outweigh the bad things that happen to you. See, he thought on the wrong things. Do you ever think on the wrong things? You know what a very wrong thing to think on is? Yourself. You get to thinking about yourself, and you can't satisfy it. You just think more and more and more on yourself. Well, self, let's go take a look in the mirror. Let's paddle our flesh over the mirror. Let's take a look. Well, you got this wrong with you and that wrong with you. And so on like that, and sometimes people like you, sometimes they don't. And maybe you need to get down with somebody, or three or four people, and you could just sit around in a miserable group and talk about ourselves. Do you want to get miserable? Sit and talk about yourself. Are you hearing this on the radio? Do you want to get miserable? Sit and talk. You want to get misery? Talk about yourself. Live for yourself. Do everything for yourself. That's total misery. And you can't satisfy it. The more you talk about, the more you complain about, the more you converse about, the more you counsel about yourself, the more you get into yourself. That's why it's bad to go to a psych. They'll get you into yourself. Are you hearing this? And you go home and you lay down and you think about yourself. You get up in the morning and you think about yourself. What do people think of me? What do I think of myself? And your whole day is consumed with that, and so there's nothing new under the sun for you. See, nothing new can get in. Because it's so crowded in with all of this old stuff. And so you're thinking on the wrong things. No way, he said, I'm not going to make a new day resolutions about attaining the impossible. I mean, sure, I'm not going to get into this thing. Well, I didn't tell you to do any of the things. I told you to get your mind off yourself and keep your mind scripturally. It says, keep your mind stayed on Christ. How many have kept their mind stayed on Christ? Well, if you're out there doing the work of the Lord, you have to keep your mind stayed on Christ. He's the only one that can make things work. Say amen, somebody. See, he expected a whole lot from others, but little from himself. And so many times you see people like that. They want so much out of you, but they don't give anything of themselves. Not one thing. Well, why didn't you do this? Well, our little kids do that to us, don't they? Well, why didn't you do this? And why didn't you do that? And why come this? And how come that? But they don't want to give none of themselves. You ever been around somebody like that? They expect a whole lot of out of somebody else, but nothing out of themselves. Are you hearing this? Guy told me the other day, he says, you know what? People use you. I says, well, that's what I'm here for. I want to be used. I beg to be used. I pray to be used. I fast about it. I earnestly seek God. God, use me. So, I mean, that's exactly what I want. Don't you understand? I want to be used. I want to be used up right on out of this world. I want my life to be used up. Up into heaven. I want to go into heaven being used. Do you think Jesus was used? See, I think a lot of times people got their attention on being abused. And they got that liver lip hanging out there, don't you see? And they think, well, now I've been abused. No, you're going to be used. How many want to be used in here? God, I tell you, it's great. And people are going to misuse you. But when they misuse you, they're really using you. That's the way to look at it, isn't it? Boy, did I get used today. I got used up. Those people wore me out. They used me. Preacher, isn't that what you're for, to be used? Or are you creeping off to a four-month leave of absence to be all by yourself? You want to get misused? Go off by yourself. You misuse yourself. See, the new day meant only the beginning of, for this preacher, new problems. I wonder what's going to happen today. My God, what else can happen? More boredom. More disgusting people. More disappointments. More trials. What a point of view. There's nothing new under the sun. Nothing. More problems, more boredom, more disgusting people, more disappointment, more trials, more tribulations. Nothing new, I tell you. I mean, why rejoice? Things are getting worse. You go on, you blow your little whistles. You stand up under your stupid mistletoes and whatever on New Year's. You make your dull resolutions. Me, I'll just keep right on trudging this barren, monotonous, cruddy desert of a world. What an outlook you have. Do you have that kind of outlook? What do you think this man's problem is? I think he has become very cynical. I think he has become very bitter, very resentful, very antagonistic. And he announces that he is a preacher. And listen to the title of his sermon. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Oh, preacher, don't let yourself fall into that trap. And people, don't let yourself fall into that trap of becoming antagonistic and bitter and resentful. Don't let yourself get cynical. Because you had a bad day, so what? So what? You got used. It's how you react in a situation. Are you hearing this? It's how you react. Now, with their reaction, there's a reaction. How did you react to someone telling you to shut up? Did you hold your peace and let the Lord fight your battle? Oh, wow. If not, you're going to be saying right along with this preacher, you know something, there's nothing new under the sun. People are never going to change. Of course, with this attitude, of course there is nothing new under the sun. And I'm finding people all over that have this very attitude. The very attitude you're listening on the radio, a lot of you out there have that same attitude. There's nothing new under the sun. Charlie won't change. Betty won't change. And so standing in the shadows, he looks out at those under the sun and sarcastically states, there is nothing new under the sun. And so why venture out into the dawning of a new day? And I wondered to myself, how did he become so cynical? Was it born out of ignorance? Was it born out of inexperience? No, he's no young, puffed-up head trying to impress us with his greatness. Or is he trying to shock us with his unbelief? No, he's come to think of this and think of it in this way. He has all the answers. You ever been around somebody that has all the answers? When you have all the answers, you become very bored and you become very cynical and you become very antagonistic. You don't have all the answers. God has all the answers. If you have all the answers and they're all pat, then you can just tell each person, just like they were a number, just like they were in some kind of a category. See? Then it's nothing new under the sun. See, he's not like Elijah who was laying under the juniper tree we talked about last Sunday, crying the temporary blues, God, let me die! Even the John the Baptist, I was thinking, he had doubts also. And I think, like I said many times, I think we all go through sort of a temporary insanity every once in a while. And take vacations, let's say, to Depression Beach. You ever notice you go down to the beach, there's a whole lot of bodies laying down there, and a lot of them are depressed? Depression Beach. They go out there, and they take their body out there. Why? They're body conscious, most of them. They lay out there in the sun. They just lay out there. And I often wondered, how can they stand to lay out here in that sun all day long? Because they are depressed, that's why. Because a lot of them are just giving up. And I'm not saying everybody, but a lot of them. They're depressed. And so they'll kind of wander around looking for somebody else. Depression Beach. And I think a lot of times Christians can go to Depression Beach and get beached and lay around like a whole lot of beached whales out there on their side. How many hearing this? You ever been there to Depression Beach? Just lay out there? Out there crying the blues, let's say, put it through a horn until it is born into a new note? The song says, and then you nurse it, and then you rehearse it, and give out with a new melody, and we call it the birth of the blues. And you just sort of lay out there, or you sort of lay at home, or you sort of don't want to see anybody because it's all the same, and your friends are the same. Oh, I'm so tired of my friends. They're the same every day. No, you're looking for the same thing. You're looking for the same faults. The fault lies within us. We're not saying, this is a new day, rejoice and be glad in it. We're saying, there is nothing new under the sun. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares. I'm a misfit. Well, if you think like that, you certainly are. I think a lot of times we say things in our blues and we say things in our depression that we're much ashamed of when we enter the normal days of sunshine and hope. Maybe you're out and you're talking with someone or so on like that. Maybe you'll say things that you're ashamed of later on. But at least there's hope for you when you can do that. Are you hearing this? You ever get into a day where you're just feeling down, you'll say a whole lot of things you really don't mean to say? Huh? You ever been in that? Huh? Well, then you're just like that preacher. There's nothing new under the sun. You know how many mental people think like that? Do you know how many people think like that, that are mentally ill? There's nothing new under the sun. They just drag themselves from one day to the next. Tuesday bumps into Wednesday, and Wednesday bumps into Thursday, and they just bump their way right in from one week to the next and one month to the next, and they're looking for some kind of a release through people or flesh or something like that. And they're continually saying there's nothing new under the sun, same old people, same old this, same old that, same old church. They're not looking for anything new. I'll tell you right now, and I'll give you this as a testimony, if you're looking for something new to happen in your life, it will happen. If you're not looking for nothing new to happen, nothing will happen in your life. God wants that spirit of expectancy, and it's called faith. It's called expecting things to happen. It's called now faith. It's called now faith, and it's called now having done all standards. See, it's now, right now. Do you expect something to happen in your life right now? I mean right now. I'm not going to wait till you get out of church. I mean right now. Right now. Right now. Now, maybe you're down. Maybe you're thinking about, oh, I've been treated. This is happening in my life. That's that. Who cares? You know what? You're going to put yourself in such a depressive state that you'll never get out of it. Now, do you want something to happen right now? How, do you want something to happen right now? Then it will. Do you want something to happen right now? Then it will. And you listening on the radio, you want something to happen right now. I want something to happen right now, and it is. Why? Because I want it to. Well, I don't exactly know what it is, but I know it's happening because I've stated I have the spirit of expectancy, and I'm saying, Lord, I want something to happen right now. And it is happening. It's on its way. It's in the works. See, how do things get started? By expecting them to get started. Now, the sooner you get started in expecting, the sooner it's going to happen. Well, what if it takes 2 years? Well, then you're one day closer to it happening. 1 minute closer. Why waste time? Look at all the time you've wasted. I'm talking about getting ready for it right now. Oh, yeah, but maybe I'll have to suffer another year or two. But why don't you start right now? Lessen the time. How many are hearing this? Well, even in the world, they say, in them cowboy shows, they say, time's a-wasting. Why waste time? What's yesterday got to do with today, and what's 1 minute yesterday? What's 1 minute back got to do with the next minute? Nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Now, have you got that in your head? You listening already? Have you got it in your head? Do you understand what I'm talking about? It has not one thing to do with today. This is the hour. Isn't that what they call it? Our power. Oh, God, I'm so fearful. I don't know what's going to happen. I feel like running away. I think I'll move to Florida. Hey, don't move to get happy. It won't happen. If you're not happy here in Minnesota, and if you're listening to me and you're in Florida, don't you dare come up here to Minnesota. We don't want to put up with you. And you in Minnesota, don't go down to Florida. You just take your miserable, wretched body down there with you. And if you're hung up with somebody you don't want to go along with seeking God, then get yourself free. Say amen, somebody. How many heard that one? Are you hearing it? How about right now? Well, see, I got this girlfriend. The guy comes in, and she's just not happy at all. And she said she wants me to quit my job, and she wants me to do this, and if I don't do it, then she's going to leave me. I said, good riddance. Do you think you'll satisfy her flesh down there in Florida? She won't like the roaches down there. She won't like the gators. She won't like the heat. She won't like the people. She won't like nobody. Because you know what she's taking with her that shouldn't go down there? She's taking herself with her. Miserable self. And you're going to go with her, and you're going to be miserable too. Tell her goodbye. When you find yourself, come on back. Go lose yourself. And find your real self and come on back. But as for me, I have decided to follow the Lord. How many hearing this? My God, that's what it's all about. So many depressed people. But anyway, this preacher is in deeper trouble than just a passing fit of blues and depression. Yeah. Some then become cynical and bitter over a great disappointment. But this was not the case with this preacher. No. We're going a little bit deeper in with this preacher. Maybe we'll touch somebody out there in the radio. He had no excuse like Job. None. He simply says, and listen, I have tested the things you call worthwhile, and they are all vanity. Isn't that a preposterous statement? I have tested all things. That is totally impossible. What's his trouble here? No faith in God. You hearing this, preacher? So of course, there's no hope. When you lose touch with God, there's no hope. And how do you lose that? By sitting around in a group, or sometimes you can have a group and you can be all by yourself and you can talk to yourself and talk to all these friends that you got with you, so-called spirits. And you can just get it on. Say amen, somebody. I want to hear this. Sound like you're in a psych ward? Hey, guy asked me the other day. He says, do you mean that there are actually insane people out there in the streets? I says, man, I'm insane myself half of the time. Every time I lose touch with God, that's total insanity. Say amen, somebody. When you lose touch with God, you lose touch with joy. You want to see somebody that's lost touch with God? They lose their joy. Totally lose it. You don't have, and when they lose their joy, they lose their strength. Because the joy of the Lord is their strength. Huh? I mean, I'm just giving you the very basic things here to get out of it. Well, I should study, and I should get a little deeper into this, and maybe I need counseling, and maybe I need to, get into a counseling session or group therapy or something like that, huh? What's that song? Forget about yourself, concentrate on me, and worship me? You want to be miserable? There's only one thing worse than a miserable person, and that's two miserable people. There's only one thing more miserable than two miserable people, and that's a family of miserable people. And I don't care where you move them to, they're always going to be miserable. They got to find their peace and their joy right here with God, wherever you are. You listening on the radio? I don't care where you are, wherever you get this tape. You stay right where you are. Get happy where you're at. If you can't get happy where you're at, you'll never get happy. Say amen, somebody. Never get happy. Now, you went in the army. You went all over. Isn't that right? And where'd you find? Your happiness lies right back in your own backyard. Your own backyard is the kingdom of God. No matter where you are, you have to be in the kingdom of God. And the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. How many hearing this? Well, a lot of times people go out and they're going to seek friendship with somebody. Well, that'll make me happy. Will you be my friend? Will you be my friend? And friends is all right. Friends is beautiful. But if that friend is going to take you away from the joy of the Lord, goodbye. So long, it's been good to know you. And sooner or later, that friend will come back. Are you hearing this? No, he was in trouble. He had no faith in God. He tried it all. All was vanity. You ever seen somebody like that? You're talking to them and they got the BBIs? They're not hearing a word you're saying. They've already convinced themselves that all is vanity. And they give the BBIs and they're just looking. You can talk until, 6 o'clock the next morning and they give you the BBIs. What's happened? They have lost touch with God. I think, first of all, it's the physical universe. Now, there's people out there, they enjoy the marvelous world of trees and plants and skies and birds and bees and animals and all beautiful, they cry. And no way cry is a cynic. And this could be a Christian. Look, he says, the winds move in circles, the same breezes, it never gets anywhere. And the rivers, they flow from the sea, but the sea is never full because the water is carried back into the hills and poured out into the rivers again and round and round and round. It is all so monotonous, he says. And the sun rises in the east and it goes down in the west. Hey, praise God for order. He never thought once to praise God for order. Now, he'd praise God for order if all of a sudden he stopped breathing and he was only breathing half as much as he did before. Aren't you glad that God is a God of order? Aren't you? Aren't you glad that gravity is always there, so you're not driving down the road and all of a sudden it leaves and it comes back again? Huh? Wouldn't that give you a heart failure? Huh? Aren't you glad God is a God of order? Aren't you? But see, he's got so cynical and he's got so bitter. And so he goes on, men carry on where fathers left off. They're like chipmunks. They're running around on this big old wheel. And then he went on, he tried every pleasure. Nope, nothing new under the sun. He tried every achievement. He built beautiful cities. He built beautiful buildings. Nope, all old hat, all is vanity. Then he tried gaining wisdom. And he found that wisdom is better than folly, as light is better than darkness. But he discovered this, the more you know, the more you suffer. Are you hearing this? A guy had told me one time, he says, well, no, I don't tell people I'm a plumber. I can do electrical work. I can do carpentry. I can do bricklaying. I can do all of that. But I don't tell anybody that. Because the more you know, the more you're used. So I don't tell anybody. I says, well, that's real ignorance. I'll tell you why. You're hiding your talents. And while you're hiding your talents, you're going to make yourself very miserable. Because one fine day, God is going to ask you, what'd you do with the talents that I gave you, with the bricklaying when they needed some bricks put up out there? And what did you do with your talents when you could have done some carpentry work? And how about your talents that you could have used and you were too busy or you didn't tell somebody that you could do those things? What did you do with them? Oh, I buried them because I didn't want to get used. Did you ever hear this saying the world has got? And they say, if you want somebody to do something, ask a man that's too busy. Somebody that's busy all the time will help you. How many are hearing this? You want to be happy? You're not going to get it until you go for it right now. 12 minutes, 20 seconds, 20 seconds to 12 minutes after, countdown, 15, 14, okay, now there's 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Were you waiting for that? What were you waiting for? Why didn't you grab it off way back there when I started counting? See, there you go again, waiting to get happy. My God, didn't you learn nothing yet? Did you learn anything on the radio? Are you still waiting for the countdown? Hey, the countdown's right now. You're going to be counted out. See, we're always waiting. Instead of expecting. See, the more we know, the more we suffer. Oh, I wish I didn't know all these things. Oh. Well, the Bible says forgetting those things. Why don't you forget all you know? Bible says know nothing. You see, we're so proud, we don't want to admit we don't know anything. You know, I mean, if you're a know-it-all, you're miserable. People don't even want to see you coming. Oh, here comes Mr. Know-it-all. Aren't know-it-alls miserable? They always got a little secret like a cook that's got recipes you don't want to share with anybody. What good is it? Little know-it-alls. They don't want to share what they know, which is nothing. Well, I'll share what I know, but I don't know a whole lot, but I'll share it with you. You know what happens when you share what you have? You learn something. Might hurt your pride a little bit because you'll say, well, this is the way it goes. And then this person who doesn't know anything say, well, why don't we do it this way? Oh, my God, I didn't think of that. Huh? Ever happened to you? Are you hearing it? See, wisdom means not only the power to know, but to put knowledge into effect. And that is called, it is the power to be. See, to gain wisdom is a virtue, the Bible says. It is to win goodness. Well, this preacher said, this is all good and nice and fine and so on like that. But goodness doesn't bring a reward. See how cynical you can get? What do you get for being good? Look at all these guys that are bad. They look like they're on top. You're not appreciated anyway. The wise and the fool both die. Where's the reward? And then he went on, mankind is almost universally bad. See, he knew no good people. He said there might be one good man in 1,000, but as for a good woman, none ever existed. Oh, man. And he said, the crooked man can never be made straight. There is nothing new under the sun. And so you see, his cynical attitude killed all sense of obligation. Duty was nonsense, and that was his excuse for not doing anything. See, he was a sort of an intellectual giant, but he was a spiritual dwarf. This cynicism had made him miserable and wretched and poor.
That was part one of God's Today. Be sure to listen to the conclusion to episode 199, part two, on Sunday. Have a great weekend. God bless you.
Elgatomo, 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 child, Elgatomo. Oh, when the Lord get ready, Elgatomo. Get ready, Elgatomo.